请弟兄姐妹我们一起念。
Let's read this together.
第五章节从第十九节念到第二十三节。
Verses 19 to 23, let's read together.
请各位一起念。
Let's read together.
其余的事都是显而易见的。
Sexuality, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, jealousy,
mental
rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like.
我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这些事的人都不能承受神的国。圣灵所在的国子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、真柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体、连肉体的邪情私欲，同钉在十字架上了。圣经在这里很清楚告诉我们。
Bible tells us very clearly。
当我们还没有重生以前
，Before we were born again，
我们是在亚当里面。
We were in Adam。
在亚当里面，我们很自然，好像一棵亚当树，就要结出亚当的果子。
So very naturally, we're like the tree of Adam. We bear fruit of Adam。
亚当的脖子是什么呢？
So what are the fruits of Adam?
在这里就告诉我们，这肉体的情欲。
It says sexual immorality.
我们现在凭着肉体来生活。
We live according to our flesh.
凭着里面的情欲来生活。
We live according to our lust.
因此在这里圣经都告诉我们什么家音啊、污秽啊、邪淡啊，这一直下来，我们就是这样的跟这世人一样。
So all these things that listen, like sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, and all of that is, we live just like the world.
现在重生了。
But now we're born again.
圣灵的生命了。
We have the life of the Holy Spirit.
我现在成了圣灵的树。
So now,
然后我这棵圣灵树要结出什么果子来？
So now that I am the tree of the Holy Spirit, so what kind of fruit would I bear?
二十二节告诉我们。
Verse 22 tells us.
圣灵的果子是仁爱。
The fruit of the Spirit is love.
从前不是仁爱。
Before we didn't love.
从前我们是仇恨的。
Before we hated people.
圣灵的果子是什么？
So what is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? It's joy.
不生会喜乐呢？
Why we have joy?
因为在我里面。
Because the Holy Spirit is inside of me.
成就我的喜乐。
Holy Spirit becomes my joy.
我从前不会喜乐。
Before I didn't have joy.
整天忧愁。
Always worry.
整天挂虑。
Always
because. 下面还告诉我们和平。
And also it talks about peace.
我们不会生静的。
Before we would be fighting.
一下子就发脾气。
把
这个事情出来了。
Things will cause things to happen.
我在圣灵里面，这就是圣灵的果子。
But in the Holy Spirit, from the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
就是说，跟从前我已经改变过了。
So that I'm changed from the past.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
一个人有了圣灵。
When a person has the Holy Spirit.
第一件事情就重生。
First thing is they're born again.
重生。
They're born again by the Holy Spirit.
第二件事情就靠着圣灵行事。
The second thing is that they're able to live according to the Holy Spirit.
行事为然，就是结出圣灵的果子。
So that the way they live, interact with people bears the fruit, shows the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣经给我们看见最重要的事情。
This is an important thing that the Bible points out to us.
王明道先生是我们中国一个很有名的传道人。
There's a famous pastor, John Wang, I think his name.
可以说他是一个很硬过头的人。
硬过头，
硬过头，硬。
He's a very stubborn guy.
他一生日本人来，他跟日本人痛；共产党来，他跟共产党痛。
He's always fighting against people. So when the Japanese invaded, he fought against the Japanese. When the communists invaded, he fought against the communists.
他的过头硬得很。
He has a very stiff neck.
我看他的书，他里面他这里提到一个小见证。
In his book, he mentions a small testimony.
不是他个人的见证，是别人的见证。
Not his own testimony, but someone else's.
他说他跟他住在一起有一个人整天就讲这个圣灵充满的。
He says there's a person who he lived with who always talked about being filled with the Holy Spirit.
他祷告会很大声，哭哭啼啼的。
When he prays, he's very loud and he will cry.
不过他是这样。
But this is the case.
他祷告越大声，祷告婆就越厉害。 打老婆会厉害。
The louder he prayed, the harder he would hit his wife.
王明道先生说，我一看就怕起来了，假如圣灵是怎样，我就怕死了。
John Wayne said, if this is the Holy Spirit, then I would be very afraid.
怎么样呢？他口里说我求圣灵，但这个没有圣灵的果子嘛。
So this person says that he wants the Holy Spirit, but there's no fruit of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的果子是什么？就行事为人，要接触圣灵啊，有着圣灵的样式。
So what is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Is that your life will then be like the Holy Spirit?
当一个人没有圣灵的样式，你口口声声说圣灵圣灵。人家不能相信你啊。
If you don't have the evidence of the Holy Spirit, how could people believe you when you say you have the Holy Spirit?
你所说的话也不能帮助人啊。
What you say can't help people.
所以基督徒我们要注意这一件事情。
So brothers, as Christians, we need to be mindful of this.
我们每个活在这个亚当里面的人。
All of us who live inside Adam.
我们假如要进神的国。
If we're to enter God's kingdom,
第一件事情，我们必须重生。
First thing is we need to be born again.
生命没有改变。
If our life has not changed,
我们是不适合在神的国里面生活的。
Then we're not worthy to live in God's kingdom.
我们要生活在神的国里，要进到神的国里，我们必须生命要改变。
If we're to be in God's kingdom, live in God's kingdom, our life has to be changed.
这个是圣经给我们所说的重生或者说再生的第一件事情。
This is the first thing the Bible says concerning being born again.
既然重生了，
to be born again,
我们要注意。
We need to be mindful.
我这个人，我的生活有没有改变？
Has my life changed?
行事为人有没有改变？
The way I behave, interact with people has it changed?
有没有接触圣灵的果子？
Am I bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
如果是依然故我，就没有用处。
If I'm still the same, then I'm not of any benefit.
你这个人整天讲圣灵，圣灵，为什么？你比我还是一样的坏，或者你比我更坏，你的话人家就不相信了。
So if you go and talk, say the Holy Spirit, talk about Holy Spirit, but if the person turns around and says, how come your life is the same as mine, or even worse than me, then people are not going to listen to you.
这第二件事情呢，我们就要活出这个圣灵的样式，我们就要接触圣灵的果子。
The second thing is that we need to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We need to live out the Holy Spirit.
第三件事情。
The third step.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we're God's children.
当主耶稣离开世界的时候。
When Jesus left the world.
主耶稣在把他的福音传遍天下。
Jesus says to spread his gospel throughout the ends of the earth.
圣灵就要来建立教会。
So the Holy Spirit comes to establish a church.
让教会负起这个责任。
So the church can take on this responsibility.
所以我们看见，在这个使徒行传五旬节的时候，圣灵降临，教会建立了。
So we see that in Acts chapter 2, the Pentecost, and when Holy Spirit came and the church was established.
哪一天呢？不过第一天就3000个人信主。
You're just in one day, 3,000 people came to the Lord.
基督教不过是30年，是从亚洲到欧洲到非洲传。就传过这三个宗。
Within 30 years, Christianity went from Europe to Asia to Africa.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为那个时候使徒，那个时候的信徒，他们都晓得主给他的使命。
Because the apostles, the believers, know God's Jesus' command.
他们就负起这个责任。
So they took up this responsibility.
要把主耶稣基督的福音传开出去。
So that the gospel of Christ may be spread.
但是我们怎么样有能力把神把耶稣基督的福音传开呢？
But how can we have power or strength to be able to share the gospel?
这个我们就看见。
This we see.
我们有第三个新的使命。
That the third is that we have a new commission.
第一，我们一个从亚当里的人，第一个是我们需要重生。
First of all, we need to be born again.
第二，就我们需要接触圣灵的果子。
Second, we need to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
第三件事情，我们就需要有新的使命。
The third is we need to have new commission.
但是这是传福音的使命。
Which is the commission to share the gospel.
我们怎么能够完成神主给我们的托付呢？
How could we accomplish God's Christ's great commission on our lives?
靠着自己。
Depend on ourselves.
没有能力。
No strength.
靠着自己。
If we depend on ourselves,
没有办法完成。
We can't accomplish it.
怎么样能够完成主的使命呢？
How can we accomplish the great commission of Christ?
怎么样能够建立好主的教会呢？
How can we build up the church of Christ?
第三件事情。
The third step, third thing.
圣灵的恩赐。
Is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
在圣经
in the Bible
圣经告诉我们
Bible tells us
主把完美的罪人呼召来
Christ called all of us sinners
重生了我们
It caused us to be born again
圣灵的生命给我们让我们成了圣灵树能够结出圣灵的果子
Holy Spirit has given us his life so that we become the trees of Holy Spirit and bear his fruit
不但如此神还把这新的生命给我们
Not just that but he has given us a new commission
建立教会把福音传开
To build the church and spread the gospel
我没有能力
But I don't have strength.
怎么办呢?
What should I do?
Oh, 感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你不必担心。
You don't have to worry.
神早给我们准备好了。
God has already prepared for us.
是什么呢?
What is it?
是圣灵的恩赐。
Which is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以每个基督徒啊，你重生了，你得救了啊，以后呢，神就给你恩赐，让你在建立教会有份，在传福音的事情有能力。
So that all of us who are born again, God has already given us gifts in the Holy Spirit so that we can build the church and be able to have strength and power when we share the gospel. So these giftings are very important. I counted how many gifts there were.
In Romans chapter
12,
主就提到有七种恩赐
mentions that there are seven different gifts
在格林多前书哪里
in 1 Corinthians
神就提到有十八种恩赐
God mentions 18 different gifting
在以弗所书第四章就提到有四种恩赐
Ephesians chapter 4 mentions 4 different giftings
在彼得前书第四章提到有两种恩赐
1 Peter mentions 2 gifts
把这些恩赐算起来了
So if you count all these giftings
有三十一种恩赐
There's 31 different gifts
什么叫恩赐呢
What is gift?
那么我这边呢本来我就不会讲到的
It's like me, I didn't know how to preach before
我重生了得救了我在神的面前了神呼召我了我愿意把自己给奉献给神了圣灵就给我恩赐让我能够完成这个使命
I was born again and God called me into ministry and then God gave me the gifting of to be able to preach so that I can accomplish God's calling in my life. In the church we see these wondrous things. Some people have the gift of prayer. They didn't know how to pray before. They say, you make me pray, I don't want to pray. They have the gift of prayer. But when the person has the gift of prayer, they're able to pray for this and pray for that. After an hour, they feel like it's still not enough. They don't want to pray
more.
So God has given this person the gift of prayer. Some people have the gift of teaching. Before he doesn't know how to speak.
一听不要听一听要讲道讲到两句话他都还讲得很辛苦了
It's very hard for him to even speak two words
但是当圣灵给他这个讲道的恩赐
But when God gives him the gift of speaking
很奇妙的好像破竹江河一样
It's very it's very interesting It's like a
在圣经
water,
在圣经里面我算一算提到恩赐有三十一种
So in the Bible, there are 31 spiritual gifts.
但是其中有九种是重复的。
But 9 of them are repeated.
这本圣经有提，那本圣经也有提，我们把重复的去掉。
The different books in the Bible mention the same gift. So let's eliminate the duplications.
实实在在呢，有22种恩赐。
So there are 22 different gifts.
不是你一个人得到22种。
It's not you can receive all 22.
神给这个人这个恩赐，神给那个人另外一个恩赐。
God gives this person this gift and gives the other person the other gift.
或者神给另外一个人呢多一点，三种恩赐，四种恩赐。
And then maybe God gives somebody 3 or 4 gifts.
神是叫他教会的需要。
According to the church needs.
一种情况的需要。
According to the situation of need.
神会把恩赐赐给我们每个人。
So the Holy Spirit will give the gifting to each person.
这件事情弟兄姐妹我们要留意的。
So something we need to be mindful.
恩赐是的侍奉。
The gifting of the Holy Spirit gifting is for service.
恩赐是的侍奉。
It's for service.
最重要的第一次重生。
Most important, the first thing is that you have to be born again.
第二个就是要结出圣灵的果子。
that you have to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我的生活，我的形式，为人要基本改变。
So that I have basic fundamental change in the way I am, the way I interact with
people.
This is what God requires of each one of us.
Then
the third thing is talking about the gift in order for service.
这最重要，重生。第二，就要生，我行事，为人结出圣灵的果子。
The first and most important thing is to be born again, and then second is to be able to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这个是神给我们每一个人的要求。
That's what God requires of each one of us.
第三个,
the third
one
is the service in the church.
有人有怎样的恩赐，有人有哪样的恩赐，并不一样。
This person has this gift and someone else has a different gift.
请再看一处圣经。
So let's look at the Bible.
在哥林多前书第十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书第十二章
1 Corinthians chapter 12
第十二节
Verse 12
就如身子是一个却许多肢体而且肢体数多容是一个身子不是 我讲错了哈，应该从这个第七节。
Sorry, we should start from verse 7.
从七节开始，请弟兄姐妹一起念。
Let's read this together, starting verse 7.
圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人的益处。显然蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人要蒙这个圣灵赐他知识的言语。又一人蒙这个圣灵赐他信心。
还有那个又蒙这个圣灵赐他一并的恩赐，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别主意，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能讲方言，这一切都是只为圣灵所运行，随己意。这里提到九种恩赐，后面一句话说，这一切都是圣灵所运行。
后面一句话说，这一切都是圣灵所运行，圣灵随着自己的意思分给个人。
And here in verse 11 says, and these are the works of the one and the same Spirit. He gives them to each one just as he determines.
圣灵看教会的需要。
The Holy Spirit sees the need of the church.
圣灵看时代的需要。时代。
See the generational needs.
这圣灵有时候把恩赐赐给整个人，把恩赐赐给另外一个人。
So the Holy Spirit gives one gifting to one person and a different gifting to another person. They are all different giftings.
圣灵随他的意思分给个人。
So the Holy Spirit gives it as He determines.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看见没有？
Brothers and sisters, do you see that?
今天有些人就强调，一个人假如被圣灵充满，他一定要讲方言，他一定要一并赶鬼。我们从圣经没有看见这样的教训。
So some people are extremes, and they say that if you're to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you have to be able to speak in tongues, you have to be able to cast out demons. But that's not what the Bible says.
我们没有看见，圣经没有说这样的话。
The Bible says that did not say that you have to do those.
所以我有时候觉得有些人呢，凭着自己的经验。
So some people want to change the Bible according to their own experience.
我有这样的经验,
I have this experience.
你要学习我,
you have to follow me.
从前有一个人,
there was a person.
哎呀, 他活得很苦,
he had a very hard life.
很苦, 有一天他想要死了,
one day he wanted to die.
因此呢, 他就准备要去跳水。
So he was ready to jump over a river.
很好，有人送他一张单张。
Someone gave him a track.
跟他讲到耶稣。
Talk about Jesus.
他读了这个，他相信他得救。
After he read it, he accepted Christ.
后来呢，他就把他的经验，他看见人呢，要去传耶稣给人家。
So later on, he used his experience. He would always share with people his experience.
当人家听见，很受感动。
Other people who heard it were moved.
他说：“你讲得好啊。” 我要信耶稣。
He says, you make sense. I want to receive Jesus.
他说不成。
He says, no, it's not good.
还有一步，你要学习。
There's one step you need to follow.
他说那还有什么呢？
He says, the person is what?
哪一天呢？我就想要死，想要在桥上跳下去，去 这我就在桥上那边呢，啊，假如我住这个呢，我就接受耶稣做我的救主。
The person says, the day I accepted Christ, I was very depressed. I was on a bridge. I was ready to jump off. So that's where I got saved. So in order for you to be saved, I had to bring you to that bridge so you can accept Christ there.
我们今天听见，我们会笑他。
When we hear, we laugh today.
他把个人的经验代替圣经的教训。
He substituted his own experience for the teaching of the Bible.
这是错误的。
This is wrong.
今天我要看见很多人也是这样。
Today I see a lot of people like that.
凭自己的经验。
According to their own experience.
人家跟着他走。
They say you had to follow me.
不对。
That's not right.
这是神的话。
You have to be guided to God's word.
神的话找不到根据，我就不能相信，不能接受他的话。
If you can't find a scripture basis, then you can't believe the person. You shouldn't accept them.
今天我就在讲这三件事情。
So today we'll talk about three things.
我们在亚当里面死了的人。
Us who are dead in Adam.
神要改造我们。
God wants to recreate us.
神要拯救我们。
He wants to save us.
第一。要叫我们重生。
First, we have to be born again.
如果生命没有改变，什么都谈不来。
We can't talk about anything else if the life has not been changed.
这第一就重生。
So first, we have to be born again.
重生以后呢，这里生活行为。
Second thing is in your life, there should be a change.
我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
人造人。
God created man.
人堕落了。
When we fell, as
人变成鬼。
We became saved.
现在神要来救人。
Now the God wants to save us.
甚至要把人跟鬼的地位再拯救，再恢复到神的地步，神的儿子的地步。
He wants to change us from little Satan's, I guess, that position to become the sons of God.
我的意思。
I hope you understand what I mean.
就是我们从这个堕落到以后，神就要救我们，再恢复到神的地，神的儿子那个地方去。
It's that we have fallen, and God once again wants to bring us back.
行事为人呢，要活出圣灵的样式。这个行事为人要活出圣灵的样式。
So that our life needs to reflect this truth, new truth in our lives.
有生活好不够。
If you live a good life, that's not good enough.
神要我们是在教会侍奉。
But God wants us to serve Him in the church.
在传福音侍奉。
To serve Him in the spreading of the gospel.
要完成主耶稣基督的托付。
To accomplish the great commission Christ has given us.
神要给我们恩赐。
So that's why God
wants to give us Holy Spirit.
That's why God wants to give us the giftings of the Holy Spirit so that we can accomplish Christ's great commission.
我们千万不要颠倒，千万不要混乱。
Let's not mix it up.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为看见你的怜悯。
Because we see your mercy.
你借着主耶稣基督做我们的救主。
You through Jesus became our Savior.
借着圣灵做复兴的工作。
Through the recreation of the Holy Spirit. Bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
也是给我们恩赐。
You have given us gifts.
让我们能够完成主耶稣基督的托付。
That we may accomplish the great commission.
把福音传遍天下。
That the gospel may be spread to the
world. 把教会建立起来。
That the church may be built.
主啊，求你的话帮助我们。
May your word help us.
建立我们。
Build us.
我们的祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray according to your holy name.
阿门。
Amen.